A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and the listeners.
I think we can hear you. We're going to give it a bash and see if it comes across clearly. So it's obviously the focus at the moment is to try and leave as little a carbon footprint as possible. So how do we go about doing that? How do you look at the various things that we're doing and say, well, what are the things that we can change?
Firstly, I mean, thank you for the opportunity. One needs to understand that waste is a serious global problem. By saying that, you know, the World Population Day is celebrated annually on the 11th of July, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
As the world population increases, so does the global waste problem increases. We have stats, from the World Bank that talks to over 2 billion tons of global waste is generated per annum.
Right.
And that is estimated to be 3.4 in 2050.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming back to your question, you know, in terms of how does everybody else, you know, contributes to this? I think it starts with every consumer out there. We are the ones that buy these food products and in many packaging forms, whether it be plastic, paper, glass, cans, you know, cartons. You know, that's a choice that we have when we go out there and buy these food products. What this is doing to us is challenging us to be, you know, making wiser choices in terms of choosing a packaging that is recyclable. In that way, we are not causing a strain to the environment in terms of pollution. And, for example, when you go out there and buy a gable top carton as a milk product, for example,
mm-hmm.
we know that, you know, cartons are, you know, recyclable 100% and they contain 70% less plastic than the PET bottles. So basically we can all make a small contribution in this in terms of choosing wiser, the packaging that is termed greener and more suitable for the environment.
So tell us about this concept of packaging, of liquid board packaging.
Okay, the liquid package, the carton or gable top carton, to be precise, is actually made from the trees. And these trees are grown in colder climate countries like Sweden and Norway. And when the tree grows, it absorbs, carbon dioxide. And for an example, if you buy 1 liter of fresh milk in a glass bottle, the glass bottle will have higher, carbon footprint of packaging compared to a carton. In fact, carton has the lowest. Now, you know, we can all buy milk and we won't save the waste problem. But I think if we can all make a difference by, you know, smaller difference in terms of us, you know, achieving the end goal. It's important for us when we choose packaging that is, you know, greener, more environmentally friendly. And in that way, you know, we have a less chance of polluting the environment, and we can leave a cleaner environment for years to come.
What's difficult for the consumer, and I know that we often have this conversation at home, is it's quite hard for us to determine really what is good packaging versus not. Because sometimes you'll pick something up and it'll say, well, made from recycled, or, you know, it will say something about it. But as people who aren't in that industry, we don't know if we are being simply marketed at or if something really is a good product to buy in terms of the environment. Is there a way to try and help the consumer to be smarter in this regard?
Yeah, I think when we buy products, I think there's a couple of things that we look at. You know, some of us look at the, you know, the best before date as an example.
Right.
And we're probably, that's probably where we end. But if you look at packaging, you know, whether it's plastic, you know, or whether it's cans, whether it's carton, whether it's glass, you know, there's some, it's always written somewhere whether the product is, you know, recyclable or not recyclable.
Right.
So in that way, you know, we don't look at the finer prints. I agree with you, but you know, it's one way that we all need to go out there and educate our consumers in terms of what is, you know, greener packaging. As I mentioned earlier on, you know, cartons are, you know, beverage cartons, as we call them, are actually cartons made from trees, which have forests growing that are managed sustainably. And, it's basically a 100% recyclable product that you buy at the end after finishing, you know, the contents, whether it's milk or juice.